meeting to order. Say the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And as the auditor, I will ask for nominations for president.
All right, let's just jump.
Any nominations?
Nominate Gary if you would.
Okay.
Second.
So do I carry through with this at this point, or do you?
Nope, I do.
Okay.
Any other nominations? Okay. All right, gonna take a roll call. Darren?
Yes.
Judy?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Patrick?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
All right. Gary, I hand over the meeting to you.
Thank you.
To appoint a vice president.
All right, take a motion for a vice president.
I'll nominate Scott Redd.
I'll second that. Take a roll call vote. Any discussion further on that?
Other nominations, anybody else interested? Anybody else interested?
Okay, Darren?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Patrick?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Jim Kim?
Yes.
Okay, next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We've got minutes from December 16th, which was our county council meeting, December 30th, which was a special council meeting to close out the year, and our special session minute meeting, or special session meeting on January 9th. Any questions on those changes? Take a motion to approve the minutes. So moved.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Roll call vote. Darren?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Patrick?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the next item on the agenda is old business, the 2024 salary ordinance that is being tabled for the time being. And the 25 ordinance is being tabled. Am I understanding correct, Jim and Sandy?
Yes, correct.
Okay. We have board appointments. We are familiar with one on the agenda and two more have just shown up. Any discussion on board appointments? We haven't had a chance to look at the two letters that have just shown up today. Do we want to proceed or review it?
It looks like we need more people, just volunteers. Do we want to read off the openings or reposts? If these are the only three we've had, I think we should ask for more. Potential board members to apply.
Yeah, we need to seek more board members. I talked to two on the RDC now, one of which we approved, and there wasn't much interest at this point. I haven't heard from, that was Bill Kane, I haven't heard from Sue Lindborg. Have we heard anything from Sue Lindborg? Okay. Has anybody talked to her lately? We'll have to pursue this. The RDC was somewhat disillusioned because we really don't have any money for them to operate as they would like to at this point.
Would you like for me to re-advertise?
Yeah, I would like to re-advertise, and we should go talk to people to see what we can stir up in terms of interest on the board. So, take a motion to table the appointments there. Other than the board appointments for the council, we do need to do that since we're all here. And we can also discuss what is a new opportunity of the Finance Committee, which is with the financial. Susan, do you know if we need to do that by vote or just appoint?
So that's simply a committee of the council, so you as the president can appoint people to that committee. Obviously, you cannot appoint more than three people to that committee. That is not allowed. So the Finance Committee can then kind of meet with Reed Financial, you know, get a grip on where your income is, things of that nature. They're very active at budget time. So if you're interested in serving on that committee, you're going to be very active at budget time.
Didn't you say the usual members were the president, vice president, and another member?
Yes, that's what I've seen in the past, although it's completely up to you all. And like I said, if somebody is extremely busy during the months of August, September, when that committee is going to be very active and looking at the budget and looking at where you have to cut from the budget, then that may not be a committee for you to serve on.
Who else typically serves on that committee other than council members?
One commissioner?
There could be a commissioner that serves on it for purposes of knowing what capital expenditures are going to be necessary, because that's the commissioner's purview. So for that long-range planning and that highway department planning, that's obviously, you know, purview of the commissioners, and so that would be something that they would have input on.
Does anybody else typically sit on that, or
auditor?
Auditor sometimes is involved in those meetings. I don't know that it's necessary for her to sit on the committee itself, but may be active in the meetings if you need her to attend.
And with that, I would think all of these would be public, posted, follow the door law.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I think that's the best way to tackle a committee.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if the committee chooses to meet at Reedy and Seymour?
If you can make it an electronic meeting through a Teams setup, then that's what I would suggest.
Okay. And no votes, all discussion, learning, in-depth analysis that we can't do in a regular meeting, followed by recommendations to the council?
Right. Everything would come to the full council for any type of vote. No decisions are made at a committee level.
And then, so on the budget side of things, which is the ultimate end product, how do you see them typically interact, like going up to the budget, those recommendations, and how, I mean, it almost sounds like it's a professional staff person, but it's a committee, and they're making, you know, presenting information, and...
Yeah, in particular, the recommendations that would come back typically revolve around raises or salary adjustments, right? If you're going to change somebody's level, pay grade level, that's typically something that comes back from the committee. Pay raise, right? Are you doing a 3% raise? Are you doing a 4% raise? You know, things of that nature comes back from committee because you've had the chance to look at it and see what it does to your budget, right? How does that 1% raise affect your budget? Is it, you know, a $50,000 hit? Every 1% is at a $50,000 hit. Typically, that's kind of about the measuring stick, right? And that may not include your benefits, right? Your perf, your taxes, things of that nature. So I want to make sure that you understand exactly what every 1% does to your budget and where that hits your budget.
So if the president would entertain some progress on this tonight, I don't think we want to wait another month. You know, it'd be nice to convene this group within the next month and start the important work that we need to get done. I don't know if we, I mean, you know, what would that look like tonight if he would entertain that, or council thinks it's a good thing to get started on?
Right. I mean, I think that Gary could certainly ask if anybody has any specific interests for serving on the Finance Committee. If there's more than three of you interested, obviously Gary has to make a choice of who is going to serve.
Yeah, that's a good question. who's interested in serving on the Finance Committee. Scott? I think Jim should be on it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
Could you take a motion, Mr. President?
You'd like to?
And I'm willing to interchange in and out if people need to as well, so.
Can we change in and out?
I mean, I would not do it monthly, right? I mean, I would serve for a period of time. If it's a six-month period of time and then somebody else needs to come on the Finance Committee in order to have those discussions, then that's fine.
Jim, would you entertain a question? I'll take that as a maybe. Well, I'd like you to be on there. I mean, I think that's really a key strength of yours and a really valuable place to have you. I'd actually like to see you chair it because there's nobody more interested in the finances than you. Those are just my thoughts.
I also think you'd be a great addition to it, Jim. Your input would be very valuable.
Absolutely.
Well, I also think it would be a great parallel with your five-page training session that you're bringing us through to integrate that.
Well, I mean, I'll consider it, provided I have all six of you's full support, and I'll try not to be a dictator.
Joel, what do you think? I hear support from the other five. Joel, dare I ask?
Absolutely. You dare to ask.
Okay.
I'd make a motion to get it moving tonight if we could. All right.
So that would be myself, Scott, and Jim.
Well, and Judy wants to...
Judy, if you want...
Oh, that's fine.
Judy, I'm the only person on the council with a young child, and he's on two basketball leagues. And so to the extent that we could work together when he's got games, if we have evening meetings, I'd like to be able to work around them, but that would be very helpful, actually. I mean, can you be like my, could she be my...
Proxy?
Proxy, or, there's no vote, so that's not like it.
There is no vote. I mean, that's tough because you're going to have some conversations that you know, may lead to another discussion in the next meeting, and if she's not there at the meeting before, but they're sitting for you. I mean, that's just a tough position to put her in. She has no real input then on the committee.
And you'd be risking the quorum at a certain point.
Right.
So we could work informally. If I, for some reason, couldn't make a meeting, and she could attend, and I would not be there, and she could participate, right? It's a public meeting. I mean, I would think if it's three...
It's our convenience. Is there any legal problem with
that?
Yeah,
I mean...
Right.
Is it a public meeting?
It should be.
If it's a committee, it's just reading.
According to the Public Access Counselor, a committee meeting is a public meeting.
Okay. Yeah. I have a question. If I'm going to be actively involved in this committee, then I would feel compelled to take notes and type up notes of the meeting immediately after the meeting.
That was my next question.
And disseminate that out to all of you.
Correct.
And then I would look for all of you to come back with questions, statements, concerns, to voice your opinion so we've got input.
I would hope.
And so every meeting we do that, so because there's nothing wrong with keeping everybody in the loop.
Right. I would just have your input at your open meeting.
After the meeting, can I take and draft up my takeaways from, you know, for example, I could record the meeting, go back, listen to it. You know, I've been a secretary in my past life. Write up kind of the minutes of the meeting and then disseminate that out to the council members for those that weren't present. So they're still in the loop and they understand what those discussions that were happening.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then I would take any feedback from them at your first Thursday of the month meeting where you're all together. If anybody had questions then for Jim with what he disseminated from committee, that's when you ask about it, right?
Okay.
Finance Committee reports out to you all, essentially is what you're doing at that first Thursday of the month meeting, and then you all...
Yeah, so in essence, what it would work, I think, is if we have these, you know, these committee meetings, And it's, you know, because I'm going to assume we're probably going to have those once a month.
At least,
yeah, to start. And then coordinate those meetings with our special session meetings on the first Thursday of every month. And then those two kind of correlate with one another so that then we can kind of get the conversation rolling, kind of get all on the same page so that we can begin to address some of the big rocks.
Yep.
If you will. I mean, does that make sense? Is everybody in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Let's call it an approach.
Sure.
It would be an approach.
Could you take a motion?
Yes, take a motion.
Susan, I'll maybe botch this. You can jump in if I do. So I move that the council establishes a finance committee comprised of three council members. I don't know how we do the commissioner, just you can guide us through that. And so that would be my first motion. And the members would be comprised of Jim, Gary, and Scott.
I guess all we can do really is just open up a seat to the commissioners, and we just open that seat, and if they want to join, then they can choose to join.
Yes.
Not under suggestion of Reedy that we have a finance committee? Or is there...
That we have a commissioner on it?
Well, their suggestion, it was having a commissioner on it. I don't know if that's protocol, or is that just a suggestion?
I mean, I think that that's how they have approached things because of things like road funding with highway, right? That is all the commissioners in terms of with their decision on what roads get done, what roads don't get done, bridges that need fixed, everything of that nature, right? So knowing what their plan is then leads them with how do we finance that with highway, with local road and street, with Pune Bridge, right? Right, so that's kind of working in conjunction with them, but that's totally up to the commissioners to decide which one of them is going to serve on this finance committee if they choose to do so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I would be in favor of us having a commissioner on this finance committee.
I said I'd volunteer for.
You will? Mm-hmm. So Tim's on it.
Great.
Perfect. Thank you, Tim.
Okay. All right.
Now we can go ahead and vote on the next question.
You need a second.
Yeah, we need a second.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any you want to discuss, Darren? Want to discuss before we vote?
Yeah, the rules on like a committee meeting like that, if another councilman wanted to be present, could they be present and not participate? Sit in the back of the room, be quiet, take notes.
Given that it's a public meeting, that is an interesting question.
Right. I mean, committee meetings are just always tricky, right? Like I said, the public access counselor's opinion is that those are public meetings and we should advertise them. You know, we only have three of you participating. We don't want to be making decisions at the committee level, right? I would strongly encourage you to only have three of you there. That's just going to be my encouragement. I will go back to see if the public access counselor has any, you know, further guidance on that, because we don't want it to turn into a special meeting of council, right? We want to really define when you're going to be making decisions, and that's going to be on this third Monday night of the month, your regular meeting, right?
I guess the question to clarify that then would be, can another member of council observe without participating?
As long as we have it advertised, okay. Right? Because even your attendance at that would create the quorum,
right?
Right, which is when we violate the open door law if we haven't advertised correctly.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The big no-no is having a quorum and taking a vote, because what you've shared with us so far is that these regular meetings on the third Monday of the month are a regular session meeting. All council members, auditors here. We can make a motion, we can make a vote, we can add, delete on the agenda, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
However, the minute you cross over into these first Thursday special sessions, what I'm hearing from you is that you cannot, well, A, you can't make a motion, you can't vote on anything unless you advertise it with a 48-hour, one, and then two, you can't change the agenda. The agenda has to be, it's hard to set. So, and our intent with these first Thursday meetings our discussions. Now, what I'm leading up to is what's the distinction between, you know, us setting, let's say we have these first Thursday meetings at 9 a.m. and we have a conversation and we begin to develop consensus amongst ourselves. We're not voting, nobody's making any motions, because we're going to defer that to the regular meeting. What's the distinction between, you know, actually making a motion, getting a second, taking a vote, versus a conversation where you build consensus amongst the members that are present at that meeting?
You're not going to be in violation of the open door law because we've advertised those first Thursday of the month meetings.
Right.
Okay, so we're being very particular about when we are doing things. So you're not going to be violating the open door law. Building consensus is building consensus. You're not taking official action because that's your vote.
Right.
Right. When we have meetings and we're taking information, right, if we haven't advertised it correctly, just taking information is kind of taking action under the Public Access Counselor's rules. So, right, we want to be careful. That's why we've advertised those first Thursday of the month meetings as your workshops where you are taking this information in, because that's a gathering of you, and if we don't advertise correctly, it's a violation of the open door law.
Let me give you an example.
Consensus on those days is wonderful and great, and that's where we want to go.
We have a Thursday meeting, 9 o'clock. And on the agenda is we want to paint the inside of this room. And we get into a conversation about orange, blue, red, and black.
Okay.
And all of us talk about it, and we all decide, by gosh, we're going to paint the room black. And we're like, all right, sounds good.
Sounds good.
We walk away from the meeting, the next regular meeting rolls around, it's on the agenda. Somebody makes a motion, somebody makes a second, we vote, and we're painting the room black.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
That's how we want business to start getting conducted, right?
Right, right.
Okay, any other questions?
Can you imagine why I got this around?
We'll take a roll call vote. Paul, go ahead.
Darren? Darren?
This is about the committee.
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Patrick?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Thank you.
We've decided, I guess we need to vote to table. Yes, okay, go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Did I understand that you're not filling some of your appointments for tonight in your earlier discussion?
We just got two letters at the moment. We would like to consider reviewing them. They look good. I don't see it as any problem, but due diligence on our part. Is that causing a problem on your sewer board?
Yeah, we have a person that has applied for that a month ago, whatever.
You received the letter. That, unfortunately, that didn't make it through the auditor's office till just now. So we handed out that letter right here. How do you say your name, Mr. Cook?
Cookie.
Okay.
Do I understand then, Gary, that you've got multiple candidates for that position?
No. Just one. So,
you feel it would be important that we move early on that, is what I'm getting the impression of.
Yes.
He looks like he's got good engineering background and skills to be pertained to that. Do we have a problem with approving that from what we have in front of us?
Well, Mike Leggins is sitting right here, and his application has been in for at least a month to 2 months.
You've got one in too?
It's been in.
Okay.
We're going to have to go dig up some things here. I don't have yours in front of me.
All right.
Gary?
Yes, sir.
Mike Leggins has been on the Brown County Regional Sewer District for 321 years, I think.
Right. Since the beginning of
right. So, and I'm assuming that the three of you are here specifically to fill these two spots, because you just got two spots?
One spot.
Oh, you only have one. So you have two people for one spot?
That's my question. You've been talking about numbers, but you haven't given us any direction as to, well, what's the, even the board that you're talking about, until I just asked. And then the numbers are apparently two candidates for the Brown County Regional Sewer District Board.
Do you have that information here?
It's what Mr. Cookie has requested. And Mr. Leggins, I presume, is the same? Correct?
He said yes.
So does the council have one open position to fill on the Brown County Regional Sewer District?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And I received Mike Leggins. I don't know why anybody else didn't.
Was it by email?
By email.
I emailed it in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we saw it.
So you got one that's
Mike's president, so that's kind of an important spot.
I've been president for the past 4 or 5 years, since Judy left, so I don't know how many years that's been.
Would you take a motion to?
It would help.
Yeah.
Which I can't. I am
very good. All right, we'll do that.
Okay, I think we should hear from, just open up the one Brown County Regional Sewer District. It sounds like all folks from the group are here, including Clint. So I would suggest we allow both the interested parties to come up, tell us about themselves, and then if Clint would like to say anything as well, and then in the interest of just keeping things moving, let's appoint somebody tonight. We've got two candidates, so
for one position.
Yeah,
and we'd like to use the microphone there. Can you verify that that's on, Kevin? No, you're not. Go ahead. Thank you. So, David, you would like to come up and just share your background there?
Sure.
Why you want to be on the board?
Yeah, put this up because I don't remember all the stuff I've done. I just recently moved here and saw this position open and thought it might be something interesting. I actually grew up in Michigan, went into the Navy after high school, ran nuclear power plants in the Navy. After I got out, I got my bachelor's degree in engineering and general studies from State University, New York, Albany. I got my MBA, this was later on, from Indiana Wesleyan University. I worked as an engineer for a refrigeration company called Tyler Refrigeration that is now defunct, or did design engineering for them. And then I went to work for power operations at Bayer Pharmaceuticals as a facilities engineer, and I managed all design operations for the utilities that included sewer, everything that came in for the operations of the plants, just pretty much repairs and all that. After my stint in corporate America, and I went into business for myself, ran a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning company in Austin, Texas for 5 years, sold that. Started another one in Cincinnati, worked with the EPA on the consent decree, I believe it was called. We were the head contractor. There was three contractors. We did the consent decree program, which was essentially dealing with all. They had a lot of issues with the sewers, combined sewers in Cincinnati. And it was the government required them to get them fixed up, and we were one of the main contractors on that. So that business in 07 took 5 years off, got tired of sitting around, started another business, which was pony in Cincinnati, or in Austin, Texas, back to Texas. Did that for 13 years, and we decided, my wife and I, we'd had enough. We wanted to go somewhere nice. We looked at Tennessee, Alabama, all these places. And my wife said, well, why don't you look at Brown County, Indiana? And I go, where the hell is that? So we came here, fell in love with it, bought a house first trip out, and we've been here for 6 months. So.
Appreciate that. Mike?
Again, I'm Mike Leggins. I'm born, bred, raised in Brown County. I've joined the Navy as well myself. I've been underwater mines in the Navy and came back to my hometown. I've built homes, I've remodeled homes. I'm familiar with Brown County septic issues. We kind of started this project off myself with Nida Joe McDonald back in the late 90s, and I've been pursuing this ever since, I guess. I think we're further now than we've ever been. I think hopefully in the next 4 years, next time I come up here, we're going to have a project that's up and running and ready to roll. Very familiar with the project and just like to stay with it and see it through. Again, I've been as president. We have a very good board. We all work together really well. Again, I'd just like to stay on it and see the project through and help with the issues that we have with septics and homes and I know we need affordable housing around here, and I believe the sewers is going to be the first thing you have to have when you talk affordable housing or any housing as far as that goes. I build homes myself with Brown County topography. If you have a lot, the flattest part of the lot where you want to put your house, guess what? You can't. That's where your septic system's going to go. So now you have to design your house and your project around the septic field. Where I love building on sewers. You'd have to worry about a 4 foot lid. Not nearly as invasive, you know, when you put a septic system in, you clear out as much trees and everything as you do for the house itself. So I just feel like, that's something we've needed, and I'd like to stick with it and see it through.
Okay. Do you know if there'd be any potential openings next year on the board, you or Clint?
Yep, one a year.
One a year.
Check. Okay.
I know. We do have, David, we do have other committees that are available if you're interested in spending time. Do you want to say something, Clint?
I sure do. Mr. Leggin just explained kind of the real value he brings to this Brown County Regional Sewer District Board. Experience with Brown County from the basic kid laying in the creek all the way up to the guy that's running the company that's building houses now. His understanding of our conditions, what we have to work around in the county regarding the topography, the soils, the requirements that he has to meet as a contractor working with the health department. That knowledge is, that's kind of an institutional knowledge kind of thing that is very, very valuable. Mike's insight on our board has been something that I've been able to capitalize on, use, and worked with over the last 7 years.
Yeah.
I think it is that I've been doing this. And I would encourage you to keep him active on this board. He's served as our president for now several years, and it's just somebody we can rely on. He's committed to the county, to providing service to the county, and that's most valuable. And I think the name was Michael. Is that right?
No, I'm David.
David. I didn't get a last name presented, but David, there's a committee that I think you might really be interested in, that's redevelopment, where that engineering knowledge can play out. But regarding the sewer district, I would encourage you to vote Mike back up. Thank you.
Okay, any questions?
Mr. Cookie, do you have a background in septic systems or?
Yes, I'm a licensed master plumber in Texas, was in Ohio, Indiana, and I am in Indiana now. And I actually, there used to be a
Can you get up to the microphone?
Yeah, can you speak
better? And I'll sort of tilt it up.
Yes, I am. I actually, septic was part of our business. We did. I've been a licensed master plumber in Ohio, Kentucky, Texas, and now I updated a license to here. Septic was part of that. I didn't realize, I mean, I thought it was more, septic is, anyways, yes. I used to have a federal septic license, what was required in the, oh my goodness, that was 2003, and then it went back to state licenses, and I don't think Indiana has a requirement for a state license, where they do for the plumbing license. And then I think that's kind of like most states are like that. You have to, it's the county health department usually manages that.
Thank you.
Anything else? Take a motion.
If it wasn't for Mike Leggins, we probably wouldn't have a Brown County Regional Sewer District. It would have blown up years ago. So based off that, I'm going to make a motion that we reappoint Mike Leggins to the Brown County Regional Sewer District. But Mr. Cook, is it Cook?
Cookie.
I'm going to call you. Okay, because there's room for you to get involved in Brown County if you're interested. And Tim Clark would be a good person to talk to as well on that. So I really appreciate your interest in getting involved in the county.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
You bring some good skills. We could use those.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. We'll take a roll call, Jill. And Sandy.
Darren.
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Patrick?
No.
Joel?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else you can think of, Scott? Council appointments. Anybody having fun on their particular board they're on or committee?
Yeah, the only thing I want to say is the, first of all, the PACE, I don't think that's even active anymore.
Right.
And then number two, there is no GIS.
That was the forum, we didn't.
Well, there is a GIS board, so I'll be happy to serve on that if you want me to.
There is no GIS.
All right, so we've got presently Joel Kirby on Animal Control. Gary Hewitt on Community Corrections, Judy Swift on Emergency Management, Darren Bird on Solid Waste, Scott Rudd on Extension Board, and Darren Bird on Maple Leaf Management Group. We have an opening with Community Foundation with Dave Redding. He's no longer there, so we have to replace that.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes,
please. I think I talked about this before. I think that Patrick has a lot of background in emergency management, sheriff's department stuff. I think that he would be great in emergency management. And I'd be happy to attend some community foundation if he wanted to do that. That's my suggestion.
That's a good one, because actually, I was on the foundation, and Redding was on extension board last year. This is outdated. But I'd like to trade you, Gary, or at least do your community corrections thing. I mean, I know you've been on there for a while, but I'm interested in that, so I don't know.
Take the foundation? I'll take the foundation?
Yeah.
Okay, now the question I have is, in your background, is it better suited for EMA or community corrections, or which? What do you think?
I've done both. I've worked in a county engine service and been in law enforcement 38 years. I've pretty much done all of it.
Okay. So EMA is acceptable to you at this point?
Yes.
You think that you'd like to take corrections, Judy?
Sure.
Is that what you said? I'm not
sure. Well, no, I had said foundation, but
oh,
that's fine. Either or is fine with me.
I would like corrections.
You would like corrections.
Okay, then I'll take foundation.
That's right. Okay. And Jim and I sit out there. And you want to get off one of your committees?
Okay.
You like both? You got experience in them. Okay, appreciate that. Anything else? You got these down properly, Sandy?
I've got Animal Control, Joel Kirby. Community Corrections, Scott. Emergency Management, Patrick. Solid Waste, Darren. Extension Board, Scott. Maple Leaf Management Group, Darren, and Community Foundation, Judy.
Yeah, Jim or I can do extension.
Okay.
I'll do extension. I'll put myself on the extension. We'll let Jim do finance more mainly.
I'm just going to talk to Reedy.
What?
Reedy.
Yeah. Okay. So you got all that? How about extension?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to table the rest of the appointments. Dwayne, I know you're here. And you mind if we wait till next month?
Can I speak on that?
Yes, sir. Gladly.
Yeah, Dwayne Parsons, presently, or was, till the end of the year, Alcoholic Beverage Commissioner, was president on it for several years. I don't know where the commissioners stand on their appointment yet. That's an opening. You guys have an opening. There's three appointees. The town has already reappointed their appointment. We have a meeting Monday. We can't function without a board.
Okay.
So
that's good to know. Appreciate
it. I would appreciate, you know, taking that into consideration.
Okay.
Take a motion.
Take a motion.
I move we hear from the gentleman at the podium, Mr. Parsons, briefly.
Yeah.
I think this is the only applicant for this position. He's been on it for how many years again? Go ahead.
I got a brief bio. First put on in late 2018, so 5 years, I think it says on my bio. It's actually six. The other correction is age 74. As of last week, we booted that up a year. But actually been on about 6 years, and I don't know if you need to know the rest or not on my lifestyle.
Your lifestyle.
Retired tool and die maker for 30-some years from Rolls-Royce. My goal was I was interested in having input to help the county grow and prosper through additional business opportunities within the guidelines of the Alcoholic Beverage and Tobacco Commission, and in turn adding more jobs to the community. With more businesses, we require more housing opportunities. All this would mean additional tax dollars going into our county and in general, help the county grow in a positive direction. I feel that I have the time, interest, and experience to be an asset to the board. certainly appreciate your thoughts. And I turned my letter in back in November.
Correct. The other two, do you know if they're going to re-up?
I don't know where the commissioner stands yet.
We didn't get any.
So, and I have been avidly trying to find a person for the commissioner side of it. The town council, they've already appointed Jim Hahn, reappointed, and he has to come out of the town boundaries. Tim's, or the commissioner's side, is anybody in the county the same as yours? So, but we're, there is three board appointments, yes. And we really need to do something by Monday, because we meet at Monday at 11 o'clock for the next meeting. And if we didn't have something on the agenda, I wouldn't be pushing it so much, but we have to vote on one Monday.
Okay.
And we can't vote with one member. We can't even meet.
Okay. Any questions? Take a motion.
I'll make a motion to appoint Dwayne Parsons for continuing service on the Alcohol Commission.
I'll second.
Made and seconded. We take roll call.
Darren?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Patrick?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you say the person from the town council was Jim Hahn?
Jim Hahn, H-A-H-N, I believe.
Okay, I've got Jim Hayes here.
Jim Hayes was, and then Hahn went on last year. It's kind of a name conflict there, but yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know Jim Hayes' status now. He was getting very ill.
Okay.
And Jack Kreitzer was on your pick last year, and then he's since retired from his job and said he'd like to travel more and asked me if I'd like to take it.
Thank you.
But we also need to keep in mind for the commissioner's side, they're going to need one also.
Mm-hmm. Can you function with two?
Pardon me?
Are they functional with two people?
We can function, but only if we're all there. If one of us is sick or something, then we can't function.
Okay.
And if we can't function, we can't vote on the liquor permit, so they don't get their, it puts a big problem there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The pay is real good, too. You might help out. That might help. It's
pay?
Is it 12 or 24? $24 a month.
There you go.
Plus mileage.
Hey. Plus mileage. Okay.
Let's take a motion.
Yeah.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, come on, Art. You can at least second it.
Second.
You need a roll call. All in favor, yeah. Say aye.
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 Aye. That's
it. Yeah, it's only going to get you last one.
Thank you.
It's never happened.
Oh, it's
I'm sorry.